Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dr. Simone Wilds joins us now from South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts, to talk about, well, the next coming days. Dr. Wilds, thanks for joining us this morning. You know, everyone's talking about the potential for a surge around Thanksgiving. We spoke with another infectious disease expert, and he's saying, you know, it's not really as much about the next few weeks as it is about the next month and a half or so. Do you kind of agree with that? And we have to be on our toes more so than just in the next couple of days?
Absolutely. I am really worried about what's happening. You know, I see the news as everyone else about people traveling, even though we are like literally begging everyone to stay home. I mean, it really is heartbreaking because what's going to happen? People go see their families in different states. When they return, so if they are sick, they might not know that they have it because they're asymptomatic, even though they might have tested negative. You know, then they go back home, they bring whatever disease infection they have, they spread it to others around them. That could be 14 days and beyond. So really the next month and a half, really going to be difficult times for us.
Yeah, Dr. Wilds, I'm wondering about this testing. It seems like there's such a lag with it. You know, in fact, scheduling a test, sometimes people have to wait days for that, and then waiting for results is taking several days. And even if you get that negative result back, you know, you've still got that window where you could still test positive. It's giving a lot of people maybe a false sense of security, do you think?
Yes, it's definitely something that, you know, people should not feel reassured that, oh, I'm negative, so I can just go and have a good time. This is not the time to really put all your focus on the test. You have to continue to do the public health measures that we've been talking about. And really, I think the key thing, and I know everyone has probably been saying this, just stay within your own household. We're almost there. Let's just hang in there until we get the vaccine.
Hey, Dr. Wilds, you know, we're looking at the next couple of days. We understand all the warnings, yet we still understand that a lot of people are still going to gather despite, the CDC warnings or wherever it may be coming from. What maybe is the best practice if you do get together, whether it's a small or a little bit more than a small get together for Thanksgiving? What would be the best practice for the next week or so for you to do after that?
Well, the most important thing that you could do is monitor yourself for any changes in your health. Like if you're not feeling well, you know, I would say definitely pay more attention at this time more than ever. And we would really encourage people if they can, you know, quarantine if they've been with more than the recommended number of individuals that we've been talking about. So quarantine at home for 5 to 7 days, that would be very good after you've gathered with family members and other friends. And also, you know, within that time period, if you can get a test after you have met with family. And while you're with your family, just continue to practice as much physical distancing as possible. Wear your mask when you're not eating. Continue to wash your hands. And if you're eating indoors, open the windows, open the doors if the weather permits. And if the weather is good, eat outside.
Dr. Wilds, we appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease expert, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.